My wife works in the ICU, and I don't know how she does that, man. I could not do that shit. Well, for any number of reasons. Hi, I'm here to put in your catheter. Just hold still. Actually, why don't you wiggle with me? Maybe we'll cancel each other out. Oh, what's that? You like to put it in yourself. And that's how we'll save money on health care. I thought having a nurse in the house would make me feel more safe. Nope. Feel more at risk. Because I've yet to be able to injure myself bad enough for her to give a shit. No matter how deep the cut is, she's just looking at me like, oh, you fine. Okay, honey, I guess I'll just go bleed out here in the corner then. Oh, in the tub? Okay. You fine. I can see bone. I'm not fine. I need stitch. Sowie, nowie. Come on. We don't get stitches at our house. We get super glued. You ever try that? It's amazing. It works really well. Next time you cut yourself, just take the two pieces of skin, glue it back together. It's like it never even happened, man. Except for some intense burning. Just a side note. First time my wife tried to super glue me, I was like, really? This is what you're doing in the ICU? I call bullshit. When's bring your spouse to work day? You check that out. Maybe I'd be pleasantly surprised they're in there gluing pancreases back in. I don't know. Do it quick, Doc. Remember last time it stuck to your hand? It's a bitch getting a pancreas off, let me tell you that one. I gotta say, my wife is very smart because not only does she work in the ICU, but she's gone back to school to, oh man, I tried to listen. Oh yeah, man. She seemed excited. Good for her, yeah. So proud. Like I said, I love coming up here and telling jokes, and I think the reason I'm able to do this is because I know that when God takes something away, he's probably going to take something else. So, through my comedy, I've realized that I've helped to bring disability into the limelight. Yeah. And thank you. What I want you to know is that wasn't my intention. I'm up here for very selfish reasons. People are like, oh, you're so inspirational. I'm like, I'm telling dick jokes. How low is your bar? People are like, oh, you're so inspirational. All that you've accomplished and all that you've overcome. Oh, thanks. That's really nice of you. But I got to tell you, I'm a little uninspired because there's nothing wrong with you and you ain't done shit. People are like, oh, you're so inspirational, you know. My uncle has rickets. Rickets? I don't even know what the fuck that is. Sounds itchy to me. Itchy rickets. That'd be a good band name. Itchy rickets. Also sounds like something old school Batman would say, like, holy itchy rickets, Robin. Blam! Bah! Rickets! Them rickets will fuck you up, Jack. That's the finishing move for sure. That's for a couple people. Just outside the venue today, I had somebody come up to me and go, hey man, are you in town? Not yet. You just keep looking for me, okay? Hello, two people come up to me like, hey, you're a comedian. Like, bitch, I know. I really do love telling jokes, you know? I feel like the reason I'm able to come up here and tell you about my life is because I realized at a very young age that when one door closes, it locks behind you. just gotta go to the next house. Use a window if you have to. I love a good late laugh. That's for sure. This means she can relate to the joke on some fucked up level. Yeah. Love it, man. My life, I'm just, I am a really a random shit magnet. So last time I was leaving the Denver airport, which we built in Nebraska. Like, why'd they build it so fucking far away? Oh, you couldn't find an Indian burial ground closer? You guys know in the TSA line, there's a bin where they put all the liquids that they steal from you? You know what I'm talking about? There's a big bin with, like, water bottles and shaving cream and people's dreams. Well, on top of all that was also a giant, mostly empty bottle of ketchup. Just been on my mind. So much that I had a shirt made for that shit. It was really seriously. It's just been bugging the shit out of me, man. Like, it's like a 64-ounce bottle of ketchup, 58 of which were missing. Like, why was that a travel item? And why'd they need to take it away? Just let the guy fucking have it. It's obviously very important. It's made it this far in the journey. I think a better question is, why didn't someone take that away sooner? Seems like something the wife would have stepped in. Like, I don't know what you're up to, but no. I bet that guy was pissed when they took it from him. Would have loved to be a fly on the wall wherever he was going. Oh, man, they took my ketchup. Taking my freedom. Well, I stood there and drunk as much as I could. Oh, I'm not going to let them win. Didn't find my mustard, though. I hit it real good. That's just one scenario. Thanks for letting me say that shit out loud, man. A lot of people don't know this about me, but for many years, I was a member of the U.S. Paralympic soccer team. Where were you guys at the games? Could use those 38 claps. And a lot of you maybe don't know what the Paralympics are. And it's the Olympics for people with physical disabilities. It's the second largest sporting event on the planet. We're second only to the able-bodied Olympics. Oh, yeah, it must be tough running with two legs, huh? Ain't nothing but punk bitches to us. I did love being on that team. I'm unfortunately no longer a member. I got cut for doping. Wasn't performance enhancing. I thought I should have got a medal for being able to play in that condition. Anti-doping agency didn't see it that way. I do miss being on that team, man. It was great. Got to hang out with other physically disabled dudes. We've all been through some of the same bullshit, you know? Just got really comfortable with each other. We got so comfortable that we came up with this game where we would see who could hold open their fucked up hand longer. Ready, go. Okay. Good game. Good game. Got you next time, dog. Don't let me put my brace on. One thing I really miss about that team is traveling with everybody. Because to me, there's nothing more entertaining than watching 12 dudes with cerebral palsy get off an airplane in a row. Everybody in the terminal thinks there's some type of zombie invasion going on. He's a goalie. I could do all 12 if you need me to. None of us really walk like that. We just like fucking around. One thing I don't miss about the team is our coach used to make us always dress as a team. You know, that's cool. Represent your country. But we're trying not to stick out as it is. Bunch of crippled dudes, now we're all wearing the same tracksuit. All I'm saying, coach, is just give us a chance. Just a chance. People walking by us like, oh, that's nice. They took them to the mall. Some of them got stuff. I got to go to the 2004 Paralympics in Athens, Greece. And, we definitely do not deserve that clapping. We got our asses kicked. We did not belong in the Paralympic Games because the other teams were way, way better. Like the Russian team, holy shit, they're so good. They beat us 11-1. And the one was them shooting on their own goal. Just to show off, just taking shots on own goal. The goalie saved a few, too. They finally got one in on him. So they were so good. Man. I just watched like a spectator after the while. I was like, oh, shit, did you see that? And the ball went right by me. It's going fast. I found out real quick, coach don't like when you high-five the other team. Seriously, that Russian team was phenomenal. After a little while, I was like, okay, there's nothing even wrong with that guy right there. I call bullshit number 5. Better get a neurologist out here. Let it run by, be like, oh shit, his hand's on backward. All right. Fucking backward hand, I hate that guy. He's so good. Oh, so look, I know this might be a little off topic, but have any of you ever bonked heads when you're fucking? Me too. If you ain't done it, you ain't doing it right. Although nothing will bring a dick down faster than bonking your head. Boom, I'm out. I like that joke because right away I can tell who has done it and who has not. People have done it are laughing their ass off. People have not are like, I don't know. I wish. I could see a few couples out there where one person was trying not to laugh because they know they bonk heads with someone else. You're welcome, date night. You're welcome. I'm married. My wife is Japanese. Yeah, that makes us a pretty diverse couple, huh? Let's just say we check a lot of boxes. English is my wife's second language. That's worked out fine. You don't really need to understand everything the other person says, right? I mean, think about the person you're with. You probably don't even listen to half the shit they say. It's even better when you don't even understand it. Oh, golly, I wish I could help. We've come a long way in understanding each other, that's for sure. Because when we first started dating, we couldn't understand most of the shit the other person was saying. It was a simpler time. Well, easier back then, you know. I did day-to-day basics like, you're hungry? You want to eat? Eat. Yep, that's how she'd talk to me. I preferred it. It's just a lot easier, you know? My wife is a nurse. I have a lot of respect for nurses, man. Yeah. Well, doesn't it seem like they do all the work and then the doctor comes in like, that's right. Now I'm off to be late for something else. That'll be $500,000. Oh, and it turns out we don't take your insurance. Anybody else have that insurance that covers everything but your problem that you have? Oh, did it happen on a Wednesday? Oh, sorry, don't cover Wednesdays. So I've been over to Japan 3 times to visit my wife's family. Have any of you ever been to visit my wife's family? Do you think it's too late for me to tell my wife I don't know what her dad's name is? Whoopsie-daisies, huh? It's not like I don't want to know, I just haven't been able to fucking figure it out. I've tried lots of things. I went so far to steal his mail. That didn't fucking help at all. I did narrow it down, though. I'm pretty sure his name is a written line stick box. Line stick box. Anybody know how to pronounce that? You'd be doing me a solid. Line stick box. I'll probably find out that means like current resident. Oh, good morning, current resident. Hey. Japan's not a very touchy-feely country either. You don't shake hands, you bow. You know I fucked that up, right? First time I met someone, I tried to bow and we bunked heads. Not in a good way. I'm a hugger by nature, you know, and I have learned that they do not like hugs in Japan. You know? People will bow backward not to hug me, like, oh. You know, my wife makes no attempt to translate anything at all. So that means the whole 3 weeks I'm over there, I'm just living off of social cues. Well, everyone's putting their coat on. I guess we're going somewhere. Hope it's some type of meal. I'm fucking starving. Oh, and then that's the next problem I have is meal times. Because, you know, in Japan, you eat the majority of your meals sitting on the floor at a low table, which I think is a very beautiful cultural experience for most. But the thing you need to know is that people with cerebral palsy, we don't fold up well. It's like trying to do origami with plywood. And the problem is the table is too low for me to stick my stiff-ass legs underneath. So I end up having to go lengthwise with the table, you know. Just taking up 5 seats. Just lounging in the restaurant. Her whole family's on the other side of the table. I'm just kicking it over here. Like I own the motherfucker. Just, This is Josh's sushi spot. Oh, and then the next big problem is chopsticks. Yeah, laugh it up, fuckers, laugh. I don't do chopsticks. So now, not only am I the only person lounging around, I'm also the only person having to eat like this. Like, oh, okay, yeah. This is good soup. That broth is hot. By the way, thanks for taking us out to dinner, Lion Stick Box. Taking real good care of your daughter. Sometimes I feel bad for old current resident, you know. I do love Japan, though. That's fun. One thing I love is their vending machines. Holy shit, you can buy anything in a vending machine in Japan, man. Like beer? Oh, that's child's play. I'm talking car parts. I saw a vending machine that had live fish in it. Thought it was some type of mobile pet store. Nope, snack machine. Just a couple minnows pick you up or whatever. I saw a vending machine that had sex toys in it. I thought that was a little crazy. Just right on the street by a big floppy dildo. B7. Future reference. There's all kinds of kinky shit in there, like butt plugs and cock rings and what turned out to be a pre-worn pair of women's underwear. I'm just standing on the street looking at all this kinky shit thinking, and I can't get a fucking hug. No, but I could get some pre-worn panties. They were pre-worn and then packaged back up. I was like, what is that factory like? Okay, Suki, 100 more pairs and you can go on break. Now get back in your macrame sweatpants and start jogging. I don't know how they do it. That's just speculation. Okay, delete. All right, got you. I got you covered. I got you covered, guys. I have had some of you sick bastards ask me which hand I jack off with. Righty likes it a little rough. The ultimate stranger. Mm-hmm.